It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the big boy, Mark Cabali, from the Pat McAfee Show. And what a man he is, Mark Cabali. I think we're all in agreeance on that, if agreeance is the right word I'm looking for. What's the difference between agreeance and agreement? Mark, do you know?
Aren't you a professor at Waynesburg? Shouldn't you know this?
No, professor would be overstating it. I was merely a hired gun for a couple of sports writing classes.
Yeah, I heard all you guys did was like watch old football games.
Well, old basketball games. I introduced the class every semester by turning off all the lights, not saying hello to them, and putting on old Bob McAdoo highlights.
Oh, wow. Then the next day, half the class dropped it.
No, the next day I had more people there.
He definitely has that machismo.
Jack Hillgrove, Bill's grandson, was in my class, and he'll never get over the opening salvo there of Bob McAdoo highlights. Because I spread the word of Bob McAdoo, who's the first great shooting big man in the NBA and doesn't get enough credit, Mark. But we didn't come here to talk about Bob McAdoo. We came here to talk about Mike Williams, him and Preston Smith. And I want you to give a grade on each trade and then expound for a minute or two, if you know what expound means.
Well, where do you want to start? Mike Williams, I guess, the big name of the two. I give it a solid B. I mean, considering what they had to deal with here at such a late notice of, not late notice, but at least a lot of late push to get somebody. I think he's coming in here to be a piece of the puzzle, not the final piece. I think they'll use him in certain situations. And like I said, considering what they had to work with, I think it's a pretty good pick.
Wasn't that a self-created situation of what they had to work with by not moving earlier on this? And let me just tell you, and I'm not saying either way here. I'm just telling you what Rich Cimini from ESPN, who's covered him, said, that Mike Williams is a, quote, diminished player coming off a serious injury.
Yeah, he's 13 months removed from that knee injury, and it normally takes, you know, a little bit longer than that. But you're not asking him to do much more than run down the field and catch the ball at this point. I mean, let's be honest here. If Christian Kirk didn't tear up his shoulder, he would be here right now and not Mike Williams. So, you know, and they did go after, what I was told, they did go after – they wanted DK Metcalf. Seattle didn't want anything to do with moving him. They wanted Cortland Sutton. Denver didn't want anything to do with that, moving him. And they wanted Steve Slayton. And the concussion issue there.
Steve Slayton was the running back from West Virginia.
Darius Slayton.
I love Darius Steve Slayton. Him and Pat White were unbelievable together.
They wanted Darius Slayton, but they were, first of all, the Giants got a little big cold feet there. They wanted to keep him around. They looked at Adam Thielen, and they pretty much backed off of him because he was 34 years old, and they're still not 100% sure about a 34-year-old's hamstring that's been on the shelf for 2 months, which leads you to not many options, Joe. So considering all that, you got somebody that at least can fill in and was good in his prime, maybe not in his prime anymore, but I think he could help this team out.
I mean, that's hardly a glowing endorsement. They got somebody who was good and can fill in from time to time.
Well, they're not asking him to come in here to be the number two.
Why? I mean, I thought that's what they wanted.
No, I mean, in the perfect world, they would want that. But that perfect world broke his collarbone 2 weeks ago or 10 days ago. The perfect world decided to go play with his buddy in New York. And the other perfect world, decided to re-sign with the 49ers. I mean, there's only – you need two parties to come together, right? I mean, just because the Steelers want somebody doesn't mean they're going to get them. The other team's going to have to want to move them. And the other, in certain cases, like Adams and Ayuk, they would want to come here too. So it's not like they weren't trying to find somebody. It was just a situation where it was hard to find somebody to come in here who, you know, they thought they had Kirk, but that didn't work out. But you bring Mike Williams in here, you provide depth, number one. You throw him out there 15, 20 times a game. You throw the ball deep down the field. Now they got three guys that are known for going down the field. Four, if you want to even count Calvin Austin, because Van Jefferson's a guy that's historically been the guy to be able to get down the field as well.
Well, how many moon balls can one guy throw?
That's what they want to do.
Well, how about somebody who can get open in the middle of the field? Somebody who can get open, you know, within 15 yards of the line of scrimmage.
That's where the tight ends and
they don't use him.
The running backs. Well, they haven't used them as much as maybe they should have, but they are using Darnell Washington more than we were expected here as well. I mean, plus the swing passes to Najee, Jalen's coming back, Cordero's coming back. I mean, they got to figure this stuff out here, of course. But I think they're a better team now than they were a couple days ago, at least in depth-wise, too. Like I said, you don't want to have an injury to Van Jefferson. Then all of a sudden you're like, okay, where's Scotty Miller at? You know, where's Andy Isabella at? Or now they just activated Ben Skowronek. Where's Ben Skowronek?
Did I ever tell you?
You don't want to go there.
Did I ever tell you about my Aunt Isabella? She lived in Maryland. We used to drive.
She ran a 4.2.
No, she didn't. Does Andy?
Oh yeah, very small, very fast.
Just not very good.
They just cut him though. I think they just cut him off the practice squad. Now I think about it.
So what about
scratch him off the list?
Yeah, forget about him. Preston Smith, give that one a grade.
I don't even look at the money there. Because they have no intention on signing him next year at that price. It's going to be like, hey, if you want to come back, this is our price. So it's only that what he's due the rest of this year and a seventh-round pick. And they had three seventh-round picks this year, or this upcoming draft, because they got two from the Kenny Pickett trade. So now they have any two. So that's basically a throwaway. That's getting a guy for free. Once again, as depth, he can obviously an edge rusher. What he's done, but in a pinch, he can play that outside defensive end type of role as well. Once again, you're looking at the future here, and you're saying, where do we need depth at to be able to, you know, if something happens, where do we go? We don't want to be pulling guys, you know, Sean Spence off the street from 8 years ago, stuff like that. So he's more of a piece that can help until Herbie comes back, that prevents Highsmith and Watt from playing 85% of the snaps, and in a pinch, he can play multiple positions. So I don't see, I mean, he's not going to be great, I don't think, but he just basically got him for free.
Yeah, and what's your grade on him?
Probably a good B+. Once again, it doesn't cost anything, so you're
it
just
don't
getting
cost
a guy
nothing.
Who has he got 68 career sacks for nothing? Or, you know, the rest of the salary for this year, which is minimal. So, I mean, he might not produce, but you might not need him to produce. But if you do, all of a sudden he becomes very valuable.
I see problems with depth on the defensive line. I know he can put his hand in the ground, but he's really an edge rusher. Do you? Ogunjobi, I don't think, is having a great year. I think Benton's been a little uneven. Cam's been great. And where's the depth? And they're getting run on.
Yeah, I mean, you got Dean Lowry and those guys, but those are mid-level players.
Mid-level is kind, yes.
And Loudermilk's gotten a little bit better this year as well. I think Montrevious Adams will eventually be back. But I think if it gets to that point where people are out for a long period of time, they'll just switch things around. Like they'll do a lot more nickel type of situation and some of those big nickels where you only need two defensive linemen. The problem with that is historically when they play Baltimore, they do that heavy look of basically four defensive, almost like a 4-3 type of thing. You can't do that if one of your guys are out. So defensive linemen, they're hard to find, and people don't like to give them up very often as well. So, if there was one place you would have thought they would have looked at, and maybe they did, I don't know, it would be defensive line. But once again, you're not probably going to get anybody, Joe.
I'm not looking for Deacon Jones. I'm looking for not Dean Lowry. I mean,
what I'm saying is, if you're getting a guy now at the deadline, he's an Isaiah Lyremilk or a Dean Lowry or a Logan Lee or whoever it is.
Why is his phone clicking like this, Limit? Is it him or us?
I think it's our system.
I think it's him.
How's it me?
I do. Because it doesn't. It happened with Rich Cimini, too.
So that must be you then.
No, it's you. You've got a broken phone. Where are you? In your car in the parking lot again?
I'm right in the outside the Steelers facility.
Yeah, my experience is that's not a good place to make a call from. You're going to need
to
do
bars. I got full bars, so.
He's got full bars. What's the problem here, Limits? Why does this always happen?
It might be our system then. I don't know. That is not my department.
I know.
It's
IT. I don't do carts and things of that nature.
Remember IT?
Yeah, where's he these days? Our little
up
intern.
At school. Intern Trent, IT.
What a wonderful man he was.
I don't know what clicking means. I mean, am I cutting out?
Yes, you're cutting out. It's clicking, and every time you talk, you can only hear half of what you say, which doesn't make for a great interview.
I got full bars.
Okay.
I blame you. I blame IT, whoever you're talking about.
Yeah, it is his fault. Stop! I can't take that anymore. That and the Ron laughing, no more. They've played out. Do you agree?
And you laugh at the Ron laughing. Come on now.
What I will take is Pompeiani singing the Rick Springfield and the passion with which he brought that. And a little Elvis Costello sort of sound to this, Mark.
No. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Impressed?
I've seen Bob in action before at the owners' meeting, where he's dancing to some what's that, the guy's name, Pitbull or something like that. It's
really
so. Oh yeah, I could send it to you. It's pretty impressive.
Wait, at the NFL owners' meetings, like in Arizona?
Yeah, probably about 5 years ago.
Did they see him? Did the owners see him do all this?
Everybody saw him do it. There's hundreds of people there, but I made sure I videotaped it.
You have that video?
Absolutely, I have him dance. I don't think it was Pitbull. It was one of those guys.
Send it along for Monday when Bob's in here. I'll put it out on social media as a little tease to the show, if you would, please.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I appreciate you showing up to the showdown on Sunday.
I had stomach problems. I told Bob I have a stomach condition. This is unbelievable. I'm getting called out for being sick, Limits.
How sick were you?
Sick enough not to be there. I don't miss things like that.
Mark, sicknesses are definitely something that are hard to deal with.
It would have been physically impossible. I was having more blowouts than the 07 Patriots.
Or the 1960 World Series.
Yeah. Unbelievable. This guy calls me out on national radio.
Well, I was just relaying what Pomp was saying before the show started.
What did he say?
No, I'm kidding. He didn't say anything. He just said, it's only you two tonight. I'm like, okay. Then I see Joe Sarkey 10 o'clock Monday morning after the morning show, and you're like bubbly as can be. So that Pepto must have worked.
Well, yes. The next day, a lot of times you're better after conditions like that.
Need a good night's rest.
Can you believe this guy? Limits? May I engage this guy in a game of free association?
No.
I got you off your game, man. I love it.
No, I'm ready. This is themed.
Let's do it.
This is themed on Jerry Dulac's mailbag. Are you ready for this,
Mark? Okay.
All right.
I love Jerry Dulac, of course.
He's asked by Dr. Kornfetter, whoever that is. I don't know who that is. Hello, Mr. Dulac. Proposed Najee Harris extension. 3 years, $24 million. Who says no, Najee or the Steelers? Jerry says the Steelers. Do you agree with that, that they wouldn't sign him for 3 and 24?
Wow. Well, obviously, it's going to depend on what happens rest of this year. But if you're Najee Harris and has a good second half like you have the first half, you earned the right to go check out free agency. So I would go check it out. Maybe you can get more. So
that wasn't
Najee,
the question.
I wouldn't do it.
That wasn't the question.
Well,
I said,
that was my answer.
If you're the Steelers, are you telling me you wouldn't do 3 for 24 for Najee? Would you? Yes or no?
Right now, no. Maybe that changes in February.
Well, yeah. Right I now, mean, no. Assuming he plays really well the rest of the year, do you think 3 for 24 is reasonable?
Oh, it's definitely reasonable. It's up there with, you know, the Josh Jacobs of the world and the guys like that. But the problem is Joe, is you got the guy, the ready replacement there, at least in their eyes, from Jalen Warren.
Well, here's what else Dulac said.
A lot younger.
Yeah. Well, not a lot younger. Here's what Jerry Dulac says about that. I have always believed they will sign Najee after the season, so long as he wants to stay there. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it, big boy.
That's fine. Like I said, he goes to free agency, and all of a sudden, you know, Team X says, hey, we want you for 5 years at $40 million and three quarters of it's guaranteed. What do you do?
Percent chance Najee stays.
Yeah, I'll say 40.
All right. Here's a question from Harry Callis. Hello, hello, Jerry. Can you explain to me how the Steelers are getting their money's worth in Pat Freiermuth? Dulac says they are not. Do you agree with that?
We're talking 8 games here. Let's hold off a little bit before we label this a terrible signing.
Nobody labeled it a terrible signing. They simply said, so far, you're not getting your money's worth. Is it true or no, and whose fault is it?
Well, I don't think it's his fault. I mean, Russell Wilson's only been quarterback for 2 weeks now, so I don't think you can make that determination right now or not, even this year. I think he's a guy that's probably, what, eighth in highest paid tight ends. What do you want? I mean, it's not like he's.
I don't know that the intimation here is ripping Freiermuth as much as they're not getting their money's worth because they're not using
him.
They're not using
him. They do need to use him more, absolutely. But it just hasn't worked out. I would imagine that will come relatively soon where he'll have. So, I mean, to answer the question how it's presented, no. They're not getting his money's worth for him through 8 games, but that definitely doesn't mean they won't get their money's worth through 3 more years.
Somebody calling themselves Andrew Pony says, is it true that Mike Tomlin is not a fan of Tyler Boyd because of the comment a couple years ago regarding the Steelers quitting? Jerry Dulac says, I don't know who said that was true. What have you heard about that?
Well, I don't know about Mike Tomlin specifically not liking him because of what he said. I just know that the Steelers weren't interested in it. Somebody within the organization, player-wise, pretty much stood up and said, "Nah, we don't want him here." And so, I mean, it wasn't the coach.
Okay.
It was a player, I think. Yeah, must have had some pull.
All right. The next
was, and I don't know who it is.
Okay. I'm just asking. The next person is called Bubby Don't Mop Up for Nobody. Is Keanu Benton hurt? Asks Bubby. At times, it looks like he's playing on roller skates being handled by one blocker. Dulac says, I'll tell him. How do you see Benton's play so far? Is this fair from Bubby Don't Mop Up for Nobody?
I think he is. He's been banged up for a while. He's obviously not saying too much and not on the injury report, but he's not 100% right now. But I think we were just expecting a tremendous jump from him from 1 to 2, just like we were expecting a tremendous jump from Broderick Jones from 1 to 2. It just hasn't really panned out that way quite yet, but I'm sure, like, I know he's been banged up, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt right there, but he hasn't performed as well as we thought he would.
All right. Last one is from a guy calling himself George in Washington. This guy, George in Washington, says, Jerry, if Broderick Jones stinks at right tackle, who's to say that moving him to left tackle next year makes him better? Jerry says because he's more comfortable on the left side, and Limits over here agrees. He thinks that Broderick Jones would make for a better left tackle. Do you agree?
Man, I think he's going to have to next year, right? With Dan Moore likely gone. So you're going to get your wish. I don't know if he's better or not. He's had 15 games in college at left tackle. He's had more games at right tackle in the pros. I don't know, man. Like I said, a guy as athletic and talented as Broderick Jones, moving from right to left should not be a big deal for that guy. Maybe for some, but not for that guy.
Well, sure, a big deal for Dan Moore. He seems wholly incapable of playing on the right side.
Do you think that Dan Moore and Broderick Jones are the same athletic style and ability? I don't think so.
That's a good point, isn't it, Limits? I think an excellent point.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good point.
I thought it was a great point. I disagree with you.
Because Brian Baldinger said differently.
Did he? What did he say?
Oh, no, you always bring it up. You can't switch offensive linemen because it's too hard. I can't remember who you say. Maybe it was Schlereth.
The last one is from somebody named Sal. Happy Wednesday, Jerry. Is there a real possibility Fatano returns this season? Jerry says not for the regular season. They have their fingers crossed he could return for the postseason, but I don't know if that's realistic. What have you heard, big boy?
I really haven't looked into it much. I've only seen him a handful of times. Last time I saw him, he was using a cane.
Ask him.
I don't see him very much.
You said all it takes is once.
Yeah, I saw him using a cane. So
that doesn't sound promising.
Right there, that's, you know.
Although him with a cane would be better than Broderick Jones, right?
I mean, a guy using a cane is just absolutely tremendous. So I like him as it is. I don't know, man. I think they would just be willing just to let this year be wasted and come back next year and have a fresh start. But like I said, that's pure speculation because I have not asked.
Thank you, big boy. You're one of a kind.
All right. Take some more Pepto, buddy. Pepto, greatest medicine there is.
How does it work? I was thinking about it the other day. If I'm having
you up or something,
I mean, if I'm having more blowouts than the 1960 World Series, and I take a little pink pill, how does that stop them? What happens?
Well, next after you take this pink pill and you have another blowout, just check the shade of your blowout. Then that will tell you.
Sure.
Without being graphic.
Sure, glad I asked that. Thank you, big boy.
All right, let's see it.
What a man he is, huh, Limits?
Yes, goodbye, Mark.
What did you find most interesting about that interview?
Free association.
Which part?
Probably his reaction to George in Washington and all the above.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. All right. Do we have another big boy coming in?
Yes.
Donnie Football.
Yes.
We're going to tease ahead to Donnie Football Friday and get this guy's thoughts on the trades and on this week's game. Let's focus a little more on this game. I was watching Good Morning Football today. This is, if not the game of the week, it's one of a couple. Now, this is great stuff. You have an electric Washington offense going against a Steeler offense that has 400 yards in back-to-back games. Matt Canada had 44 tries at that. I think he was 0 for 44.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.